We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. School kids at risk of bullying and self-harm are now being red flagged by sophisticated artificial intelligence software, which allows teachers to spy on what students are typing online. The uptake of the new technology comes as school cybersecurity experts report a surge in problematic behaviour, from sexting to online bullying this year, following the COVID-19 school shutdown. The software uses artificial intelligence to identify words in emails, online chats, and Google searches to alert teachers to students who may be suicidal or cyberbullying others. So far, it has been taken up by 50 private schools in New South Wales, while the South Australian Department of Education is using it in every single one of its schools. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. A leading Australian scientist has warned scientists performing dangerous experiments to make viruses more infectious and deadly need to be urgently regulated by an international framework, lest their work accidentally leads to future pandemics. Flinders University vaccine researcher Dr. Nikolai Petrovsky made the call as further evidence mounted to suggest that the deadly COVID-19 coronavirus did in fact escape from a Wuhan lab after exactly this sort of research. Dr. Petrovsky says early in the pandemic, research modelling showed the virus was unusually well adapted to infect human cells, resulting in the speculation about its possible origins. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Parramatta Eels three-time premiership-winning legend Peter Wynn feared he would die after suffering a roadside heart attack in Bondi. The 63-year-old was walking home from a routine swim at Bondi Icebergs when he collapsed under a tree on Campbell Parade with chest pains and aching arms. His wife Linda happened to be walking by and called an ambulance. The former Eels forward was rushed to St Vincent's Private Hospital for urgent surgery on Sunday and had a second operation on Monday. Stents were inserted to unblock two arteries leading to his heart. And in sport, legendary referee Bill Hollywood Harrigan, who controlled a record 10 first-grade grand finals, has called for all tackles to be completed beneath the nipple line of NRL players. The rule would, according to Harrigan, ensure defenders stayed well away from the head of opponents. Harrigan says the NRL should introduce a rule preventing tackles being made above an imaginary line from a player's armpit across both nipples to the other armpit. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.